The Seven Basic Laws of Nature. Foreword. Ever since I can remember, the subject of human beings has always fascinated me, especially in the aspects of success and failure in one's life. Even at a young age, I love to read stories and autobiographies of successful people. I would like to define successful here in detail. Many people view successful as having lots of money and having a carefree life. But this is not my understanding of success. My understanding of successful is being happy, healthy, and wealthy, and living a truly meaningful life. Here, I would like to define wealth as money earned through the implementation of great ideas, and of course, earned in a rightful manner. Examples of living a truly meaningful life is thinking truthfully, speaking truthfully, and acting truthfully. Other examples include doing charity work, motivating people towards a successful life, sponsoring students, building schools, or just simply picking up rubbish and disposing it away into the rubbish bin, etc. Naturally, I became inclined to do my very best at whatever I did, even at an early age. The subject on being successful and the subject on human beings were more of a hobby for me until an incident took place in my life when I was 18 years old. The entire course of my life transformed from then onwards. During a conversation I had with my lecturer on the subject of education, the following statements flowed out of my mouth without any conscious thought. It completely astonished me. "Sir, you are telling us so much about the importance of education, but can I know, sir, what do you actually mean by education? Can you tell me, who am I? Where did I come from? Where am I going to next? What is this universe and existence?" I believe these are far more important questions to answer rather than trying to figure out some strange mathematical equation. I can still remember the shockwaves I felt throughout my body as I uttered those questions and statements. I believe my lecturer was equally stunned as I was. Before that moment, never ever in that short 18 years of my life have I thought of those questions. After a quiet 20 seconds, my lecturer candidly replied that he did not know the answers to those questions, but he can teach me mathematics if I wanted to learn. We both laughed over it and the matter came to an end. But I continued to think about it throughout the day. I thought so much that it caused me a headache. Finally, when I went to bed that night, I made a firm decision to pursue the answers to those questions I asked. That decision placed me on an unbelievable roller coaster ride. I traveled anywhere and everywhere to learn anything that can bring me closer to the truth that I was seeking. I studied in depth the workings of the mind. The application of what I learned with regards to the mind made me a fairly successful person. I studied religiously the various major religions of the world. I spent sleepless nights pondering over the great truths behind what was written in the ancient scriptures. I persistently searched for and learned from the wise men and women who studied and practiced the different religions. Tears of joy flowed from my eyes as I became aware that they, the various religions, were like different rivers, small, big, fast, slow, but eventually leading to the same goal, that is the great ocean. I collected the gems of truth from each and every one of them. The more I learned and applied and became aware of the nature of existence itself, the more humble I became. Mind you, in my younger years, I used to be very egoistic of my achievements and constantly criticized those who failed to live up to my expectations. Now, every single existence before me, whether a child, a teenager, a young man or woman, an old man or woman, from whatever race or religion, rich or poor, successful or a failure, creatures from the animal kingdom, all existence from the world of plants, every single atom from the Creator, I treat them all with utmost care and respect. This brought bliss to my inner self. As the saying goes, when the student is ready, the master would appear. True enough, in my case, I was fortunate enough to meet my master. He said, "That which I seek is closer to me than I am to myself," and suggested that I start looking inwards. With the loving touch of his index finger on my forehead, he initiated me into the art of meditation and awakened the sleeping inner master within me. Thus, the inward journey within myself started. As I traveled within, I began to realize the many truths of nature and existence. As I traveled through the billions of energy centers throughout my nervous system, I slowly became aware of the numerous laws governing the entire universe, including us, humans. For brief information on energy centers, kindly refer to the topic on energy centers. I believe that even an entire lifetime would not be sufficient to properly document all the laws of nature. These laws are built within every single energy center throughout our nervous system. Please become aware that it is a part of you as much as you are a part of it. In this book, I have noted down the 7 major laws of nature and their workings as detailed as possible. After becoming aware and applying them faithfully every moment, I have come to a conclusion that whoever uses these laws in a positive way would encounter success in whatever that they seek. Vice versa, once used in a negative way, the wrath of nature one would encounter. I would like to thank the wonderful souls close to my heart who helped me to correct my spelling and grammar throughout the book. Great many thanks are also to those loving souls who volunteered to translate this book into many different languages, so that people around the world can read it. I would like to apologize here if there is any error in the structure of any sentences written in this book. I felt deep in my heart that nature intends me to keep the flow to the original way the knowledge dawned upon me. I believe that to read this book more efficiently, it would help if you read it as if a person is talking to you. In that way, you would capture the essence of the message rather than the grammatical errors. This book should benefit people from all walks of life. Parents who take the time to read at least a few pages a day to their children before they go to bed at night would implant immense positive attitude and humane feelings into their own minds and their children's subconscious minds. As the children grow, they would live a life of right thoughts, right words, and right actions. They would not manipulate anyone or situations, and would take responsibility for their thoughts, words, and actions. God willing, they would live a truthful life. The masses would definitely learn from their examples. It is my ardent hope and sincerest wish that you would benefit by reading and, more importantly, applying positively these laws in your life. Application of these laws would bring such an immense experience and awareness beyond words. You would be tongue-tied and totally lost for words, let alone penning them down. The exact same difficulty I faced while writing this book. Even now, the book pales in comparison to the actual experience and awareness. Throughout the book, I have included numerous examples to show the workings of each one of the 7 basic laws. I hope the examples would give you a better understanding of each law. I wish you the very best and hope one day you would meet your own master who will awaken the inner master within you. May the primordial power that pervades and penetrates every single atom in this universe be of an assistance to you for you to reach your goals and dreams. Love and light, the uneducated one. The use of the word man in any part of this book is not meant as a sexual distinction, but more for reasons of convenience. I choose to believe that humans are highly evolved enough to respect another human's work. I have done my very best to have the price of this book reduced to the lowest possible cost so that anyone from any part of the world would have access to it. This is also to relieve the burden of some people who are constantly in the habit of photocopying materials rather than buying the originals, if you get what I mean. Please become aware that the proceeds from this book go a long way to feed many, intellectually, emotionally, and also physically. For those who still insist on photocopying materials, I cannot stop you, can I? But anyway, before doing so, kindly have a quick glance through the chapter on Law of Cause and Effect.